This is program number LW2561. Well, there's lots in a name. Hi, this is Larry West. At one time, a man's name told you a lot about him. John Baker made bread. George Miller was a grinder of grain. You can guess what John Gardner did. George Carpenter was a builder. John Smith worked metal. Those are occupations, but other names told you other things. For example, guess where John Britton lived, or George London. Or a man's name might tell you more about what he looked like John Longfellow, or what he often did, like George Drinkwater. When Henry V decreed in 1413 that a person's occupation and where he lived be listed on everything, the clerk might put down Richard Williamson. His dad was named William. Or it might be Thomas Atwater. He lived near the pond. Our Baxters used to be bakers. Our Baileys used to be bailiffs. Names are fascinating. Simmons is the son of Simon. Fitzpatrick means the son of Patrick. O'Malley is the grandson of Malley. Of course, down through the ages, some parents have done some weird things in naming their kids. You may not believe this, but let me introduce you to some real people. Meet E. Pluribus Eubanks, or States Rights Jones. You might want to meet a couple of twins. One's name is Charlie, and his brother, Extra Charlie. I'm telling you the truth. Or another pair of twins. One was named Jeru, and his brother, Salem. That way the parents could shout Jerusalem when calling them to dinner. One child a long time ago was named K.N. Bill, standing for Kansas-Nebraska Bill. And his sister was named, believe it or not, Missouri Compromise. A girl was once named Invasia, named for World War II's invasion of France. And a boy was once named 5440, which stood for the 1856 dispute over the Oregon border. Maybe you'd like to meet Hugh Pugh Horsey DeHorsey. Or how about this one? I.O. Silver. How about a man named Cannon Banana Teehee? Meet Rosetta Stone. How about Violet Oregon? Maybe you've heard of the ex-governor named Hogg in Texas. He named his daughters Eura and Ima. I could go on and on. Names are remarkable, which speak more, I guess, of the parents behind them. I've got to tell you a couple of more. Now, these are long names. Once Mr. and Mrs. Clapp named their little boy, it's a long one. Here it is. Through much tribulation, we enter the kingdom of heaven. Clapp. Meet a boy who was born in London named Praise God Barebone. Then meet his brother. If Christ had not died for thee, thou would have been damned. Barebone. He shortened his name to just Damned Barebone. It's like I said in the beginning, there was a time when a man's name told you a lot about him. Quite frankly, I think a lot of times it tells you more about his parents. But you know, just as names throughout history have told about the person, so have names in the Bible. Did you know that Adam, the name of the first man, actually means red earth? Of course, that has reference to the ground from which he was formed. Peter means rock. David means well-loved. Isaac means laughter. Jehovah is in the Bible, a name used more than any other name for God. And what's amazing is that God didn't just pick out that name, saying, I like the sound of that. I think I'll use it as my name. No, the name actually means something. The name Jehovah really tells what God is. In case you're interested, it means I am. In other words, God had no beginning. God has no end. God just simply is. He is the cause of everything that exists. He was here before it all began. He doesn't have to explain himself. He just simply is. I am. That's what he says that he is. I am. That's the meaning of his name, Jehovah. And he can't change that. Quite frankly, I'm glad. You know, in our world of fluctuation, I mean, in our economy, in our morals, in, well, you name it, we're all looking for something that's stable. That's God. And that's what his name is saying to us. God says, I am. He's something you can hold on to. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. I have a Bible study course that discusses God. It's yours free. Write me for it and care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.